Here in Washington, it's been 2 years since workers began scraping away the asphalt from the east front of the Capitol to dig a big hole. It was the start of work on the Capitol Visitor Center. The project was supposed to be just about finished by now, at a cost of $265 million. It has grown to become a more than half-billion-dollar project, and now it's expected to be another 2 years before work is complete. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
In the basement of the Capitol, known as the Crypt, tourists study models and drawings of the building's colorful 200-year-plus history. The Capitol has expanded over the years to the imposing symbol of democracy it is now. Tom Fontana stands next to a model of the building's future.
Basically, what we're doing is building a three-level underground facility to accommodate 3.5 million visitors a year.
Fontana is with the Office of the Architect of the Capitol, the congressional agency that manages the buildings and grounds of the Capitol, and which is overseeing construction of the Visitor Center. He says the Capitol has grown much over the years as the nation has grown, but in one area the building has stayed much the same, its ability to accommodate visitors.
There aren't enough restrooms in the Capitol. There's no place to grab a bite to eat. There's not a lot of educational opportunities other than the exhibit tree you see right here in the crypt of the Capitol.
The Visitor Center is designed to change all that. It will be roughly three-quarters the size of the Capitol, all underground. Fontana gives us a tour of the site.
There you can see the entrance on the south side. Pedestrians will come down sloping paths down the wall here and down the other side wall there. You'll come in through this porch area here, through a set of doors here, and into the Visitor Center.
What stands out are the thick reinforced concrete walls at the entrance where visitors will go through security. The concerns following 9/11 and the murders of two Capitol police officers played a major role in moving the Visitor Center from Congress's wish list to construction.
Then a visitor can come out here onto this balcony level overlooking the Great Hall.
This is huge.
The Great Hall is a huge room. Double volume space, in other words, about a 30-plus foot ceiling height. It's almost the size of three-quarters of a football field.
But the space below us won't look quite so cavernous as it does today once interior walls are erected. For one thing, a lot of it will be off-limits. Much will be new workspace for members of the House and Senate, including a 450-seat auditorium and TV studios, and a tunnel so that lawmakers can walk underground from the Capitol to the Library of Congress. All these amenities were added at the request of lawmakers. Back outside, Fontana says it's a very complicated project.
Then you throw on top of it the fact that we're working next to the Capitol, and that it's a historic site, and that there's no shortage of bosses here on Capitol Hill, 535 to be exact.
Some of Fontana's bosses have been raising questions about the massive scale and cost of the Visitor Center. Jim Moran of Virginia is the senior Democrat on the House subcommittee that has appropriated ever-increasing amounts of money for the project.
Just like that big dig construction project up in Boston, you know, it went for more than a decade, and it cost over $1 billion. And here we have our own classic money pit right in our own backyards. I mean, we'd walk into it if we're not careful when we leave, every time we leave the chamber to vote.
Moran says it's too late to do much about the costs of the project. His Republican counterpart, Subcommittee Chairman Jack Kingston of Georgia, says part of the blame lies with the Office of the Architect of the Capitol. He says it's in over its head. Kingston is especially critical of the decision to build the tunnel to the Library of Congress, which has added $10 million to the project's cost.
There's nothing to do with security in the Visitor Center. But we were told, oh, yeah, this tunnel to the Library of Congress, no, that's not so members can walk to the library that they've been doing, you know, for 150 years above the ground. This is because of security. Well, that's a bunch of bull.
Fontana blames unforeseen circumstances, ranging from unusually wet weather to a previously unknown 18th century well that had to be removed, delaying the project and adding to its cost. Back underground in the Visitor's Center, Fontana points up through a skylight to a striking view of the Capitol Dome looming majestically above.
Completed in 1863, 9 million pounds of cast iron, a cost of $1,047,000.
Fontana says after the visitor center is complete, restoring the dome will be his office's next project at a cost he figures today of about $50 million. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.